Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast back on the airways once again. The Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3, Eddie Greer, your host of this NASCAR Podcast, all about the latest and what's going on in the world of NASCAR, K-World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in motorsports. And man, it is grateful. Very grateful for this opportunity to be on with you guys as I'm recording this on Friday. Obviously, I'll get to all the shenanigans. Hopefully, talk a little bit about what took place at COTA last weekend as Xfinity and the Cup Series turn their attention to Richmond this weekend when this comes out. This will be on Sunday, and just of a programming note, last week was supposed to be episode 285 of the podcast. The wrong file got uploaded, like some 1-2 minutes or something like that, so I apologize for that mess up there. So there was really, literally, didn't listen to anything from last week, so what I've done, and I will get you caught up on what happened to me yesterday. As we're recording this podcast, the first day of April, Friday, April, it is April Fool's Day, but there's no joke about what happened to me yesterday. April 1st, 2022, I'm recording this episode 286, will come out race day Sunday, so this will get uploaded this morning, and then I'm going to be heading back into work and eventually going out of town. For the weekend, and I'm not sure I'm able to catch, might catch the second half of the Cup race on the radio this weekend, so there's that for you guys. So yeah, I want to give you a program update there. I tweeted it out this week that you will get back-to-back episodes this weekend, so you guys are in at least for a treat there. You will listen to my thoughts on Atlanta Motor Speedway, the new look, quote-unquote, hashtag Speedway half-mile track there. You're going to get my thoughts on that, so I'm not going to spoil that. That will come out on Saturday afternoon. If you have not been already listening to this, go back and listen to that first before listening to episode 286, which this is 286 of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. So I wanted to get you caught up with that there as well. Well, Three Wide Nation, man, what a 24 hours this has been. I'm recording this early in the morning prior to maybe going back into work because I am stubborn. But yesterday, as you guys probably saw or have not seen at this time, was involved in a car accident yesterday morning, going in for just routine work, just like a normal day, right? Going in for work, and next thing I know, my life flashed right before my very eyes. It just happened so quick and so fast, man. The difference is, and now I can tell a story that between NASCAR and real life, that, you know, the safety of those cars have been upgraded from, it's been something else to see what NASCAR's done. We've seen some nasty hits, including earlier this year with this new race car, right? And in the past, right, we've seen some ugly hits, Cup drivers, Xfinity, truck, I'm gonna name them all, so we see some nasty hits that guys don't walk away from, and they get killed or worse, right? Am I right about that? So yesterday, going traveling east to work. I live maybe probably 6 minutes away from work, probably maybe even closer than that, depending on how the lights, the green and red lights flow on that morning, right? So just, yeah, just going through, just driving on 24, aka Fort Riley Boulevard. Well, I was on Fort Riley Boulevard at the time this happened. Just going in, and then all of a sudden, I get absolutely hammered head on driver's side by, I'm not going to say the company's name. They know what's going on. They know what's going on, and I'm not going to call them out here. I'm going to keep them in the loop, keep them as anonymous for right now. But got hit by a truck, by a 4x4. But I will say this, though. 4x4 Dodge Ram F-150. I probably would say that. With the guardrail right smack on the driver's door, I am stunned. That the air, well, obviously, when I got hit, everything just went quiet for 30 seconds to 445-ish seconds, something like that. And I did, like my wife said, asked me yesterday, you know, did you scream at all? I'm like, I did not. I tried to put, and this was actually, this road was green, by the way. This light was green, just minding my own business, right? Just another day going in, bring my hard hat, right? Even though I don't work in the construction field anymore to some certain extent. But it's going in, this light is green, heading through Manhattan Avenue, and then, bam. Everything just went silent for 30 seconds to 45, maybe even a minute before I realized what has happened. Yeah, I would not be here recording this podcast right now. That's all I need to tell you guys right now. So, it's hard not to describe it now, almost 24 hours to the T that it happened, but I remember everything. That happened right there. My Nissan was front end completely destroyed. The gas tank is, was caved in. Left taillight dangling out. Gets bent. The only side damage on that driver's side, stunningly, was all the airbags, which I didn't even know that the airbags were invented in that thing on the side. I would think that just the front passenger, obviously you have your steering wheel airbag too, so I think that'll be it, right? But that's how hard I got hit. That's all you need to know. Also, that all the airbags on that particular side, the driver's side where I got hit, all the airbags were deactivated. And yeah, I took a little bit of a ride to the other side of the street, and even, well, the police were there, and I don't understand people. And luckily, thinking about it now, at 5:55 a.m. Friday morning, my coworker slash boss, assistant boss, I should say, or assistant manager, came to the scene. When I called my boss right away, after maybe a couple of minutes, right away when it happened. I don't understand that people want to check out the victims, which in this case I was the victim, by 110%. Is going to just check in and just drive away. I don't understand that whatsoever. There, they could have at least stayed. Instead, you know, yeah, these people now, they don't give a shit what. this could have been much, much, much worse. And you got people, at least one. I didn't know the person. Obviously, my co-worker came like 2 minutes later after that. Their driver came in after like 5 minutes and whatever, which that at that time I was a little dazed, but that looking back at that and just kind of looking back at the whole scene in general pissed me off. But you know, he G checked in on me, but yeah, everything just happened really fast there. So then I slowly in Manhattan, it is still cold. After recording this podcast right now, it's 29 degrees outside Manhattan, Kansas. It's not spring. It's April, and we're still getting these stupid 30 to 28 degrees mornings and stuff. I'm ready for actual spring to finally get here and stay here for a change. I'm tired of, to this point, I'm tired. Well, I'm not running this weekend. I am eventually going to go to the hospital and get checked out for further action there. So, yeah. So, back to that. Get checked out. I'm going to keep the officer's name anonymous as well on the 3Y podcast, 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. I'll keep her, I'll just keep her anonymous as well. Very cooperative. Got my statement, and then eventually got their statements first before going back to me, because I was all shook up from it all there. So yeah, car is towed away. Yeah, so very, very fortunate, very, very grateful to still even get up this morning. I thank the good Lord this morning. Man, it's something to, I'm still amazed at looking back through all the photos I've taken. I am not going to post those on Twitter. I have posted one on my Facebook page, and that's all I'm going to post. Those that I posted are for my insurance company and theirs. And they talk about is it drivable? Hell no, it's not drivable anymore. Well, obviously, I just told you all, like, half the airbags got activated. That's a hard hit that hit was, and especially with the guard weight in front of that damn truck, which from the angle that I was sitting at when I sat in the police car, I didn't see no damn damage to it. Now, they talked about, well, they had damage maybe on the side. I didn't see nothing. I didn't see no damage. I just got ran over pretty much there. And this could have been much, much, much worse to what I've told folks, told a few of my friends already. And I'm probably going to get another dose of friends want to know what happened. And probably shouldn't even be here right now. To be 100% honest with you guys, shouldn't be here right now. Definitely, Guardian Angel was watching over me yesterday. I should not be here one bit. So, you know, I'm very thankful, grateful for family, friends, first off, for checking in, and majority rules at this point. So I am going to go to the hospital. It's probably going to be either today or definitely by Monday afternoon, late Monday afternoon for sure, to get evaluated even more, hopefully before resuming activities. This is terrible, terrible, terrible timing. All considering, yes, I am good. Well, I am 90% good. Okay. 10% is frustrated and upset still to place, and this was just coming off of yesterday morning, coming off of a good tempo run, finishing up training for the Oklahoma City Memorial in a few weeks now. and then this happens. So, and I might have to enter the tapering phase a week earlier than expected. So, the timing sucks, really sucks. But the flip side, it might be, there's always a positive to these things, right? And the positive, number one, yes, I'm alive. And very, very thankful to be with my family in particular.
and to talk to other family members and friends that have obviously my best interest in what's going on. So I'm going to take that into account and listen to my family, the wife, Emma, and the rest of my friends, and go get checked out. I was supposed to go, and the plan is for me and Kate to still go out of town. So I just want to still, this was planned before this happened. Still planning on leaving later this afternoon to go out of town to Kansas City for the weekend. The mother-in-law's in town for the last. She's gonna be here through the middle of next week, I think, before she goes overseas. There, my father-in-law got deployed back overseas, so that's a prayer request there. Well, he's already over there now, so he had to go over there first. Then my mother-in-law went to hang out. This was planned, anyways. So yeah, so that's that. As well, my status now, still slightly sore on the neck area, I'm gladly just report that and not nothing else happened there. And when I was talking with one of my guys that has moved up he's moved up in his position at work. There you go. He said that was a third accident on that intersection. Oh, by the way, that truck driver for that company was trying to make a left-hand turn on a red light, and you have a green, you have both intersections going. I am baffled by that, and he was definitely, I don't know what he was on or what, but he was definitely, and he had another passenger with him. Fortunately for me, I did not have my family in that car when this all took place. So he had somebody else in his car. And again, mind you, this was their company car. So you can put it for what it is there. And shout out to the Scene Vault podcast. Shout out to them. Well, in particular, Rick. I know he is behind his account. That's the Scene Vault podcast in... A shameless plug. Make sure you check those guys out. They do continue to do good work. I need to update my information again. My debit card information again. Because it changed again a couple weeks ago. So I need to update that information quickly for moving on through that process. Get that all situated and get taken care of on the Patreon patient. But definitely make sure you go check that out. This is the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, episode 286 of the podcast. Again, 285 did not happen because I uploaded the wrong file, and when I looked on Spotify, saw that 1 minute. Damn it. So I got that all situated. So you're going to hear back-to-back episodes. I will definitely check out 285 first. That has my Atlanta thoughts there on that, and I'm definitely not going to share them to you now because I'm sharing what took place yesterday. Bad car accident there here in Manhattan Kids on the intersection, on one of the main intersections at that. I'm going to keep that anonymous as well. Third accident on that intersection alone. Yeah, they need to do something with that. They need to better do that section or something, because it's going to get somebody killed. Seriously, it's going to get somebody killed. We're definitely worse. And in my situation, yeah, this could have been a whole lot worse. Whole lot worse than that. So, Riley County Police, I know people are listening. I know a couple people I pulled, well, not to make a big pun intended, but some people pulled me over to the side individually and thanked me for the podcast. Whether it was my NASCAR podcast or my other podcast that's been getting off some good reviews. I know a lot of people who follow me on Twitter listen to this particular podcast, NASCAR podcast. And so some people pull me over for that and thank me for what I've done for this community, and not only that, for a NASCAR community. Even before I put this NASCAR podcast on the Apple Podcast, Google, Spotify, whatever you want to call it, podcasting platforms, right? So, yeah. Yeah, very grateful for them, because I know they're listening. Sometimes you kind of wonder what's going on. Like, am I just not getting viewership? Oh, this is getting a listenership all right there. So I want to thank you guys as well for hanging in there and listening to that. And for you guys, for your reward this weekend, you're going to get 2 episodes this weekend. Again, when this comes out, 285 will be already out this time for real. And 286 is what you're listening to right now. But yeah, I am okay. I am okay. It's just sore more than anything right now. So figuring out, hopefully my car situation will get taken care of. And as far as I know, and Rick will enjoy this. I did contacted my insurance company. It was the second thing that I did after everything kind of calmed down a little bit. Then called their insurance agency yesterday afternoon. Got a call back before dinner yesterday from the caseworker. So she's hoping that everything will get resolved quickly. And hopefully they're not going to drag this out, because they were, I will give you this, they were Hispanic people that were driving that truck. So obviously, here in Kansas, obviously you won't think that. And I've seen my share of his Mexican people here in Kansas, especially in the construction field where I've been, was in for the last 5-6 years, right? You see them around a lot, right? So hopefully, I'm praying at 6:08 Central Time a.m. in the morning that this all gets sorted out. And at least from what she was telling me, their caseworker, this was a business accident on their end. So hopefully those guys will cooperate, especially the damn driver will cooperate and get this taken care of. Because the first thing I thought, got off a phone call, hope they don't screw around with this. I really don't, because they don't want to feel the wrath what's coming. The alternative, pretty much. I'm not going to share that right now. If you guys been involved in this type of situation, again, I apologize for not talking racing right now, because yeah, this plan obviously was to record. This was supposed to be recorded on Monday. Didn't get around to it. Things came up. Had to run quick errands. Then take care of the other podcast that I'm doing right now. And so yeah, I will touch base on that here in a few more moments. But yeah, hopefully this gets taken care of. She was hoping fast for a fast response for today, but I have a feeling it won't. So hopefully at least it will be early next week and everything will be official and inked, and I can get in a rental car, which that will be all be taken care of by them. So yeah, I feel like this is a therapy session, but every week is a therapy session, because this is my podcast, 3 on Escort, probably with EG3. So I wanted to give you guys the update first instead of jumping in, obviously, with the result that we saw last weekend with AJ Allmendinger, Ross Chastain. I just want to talk about that. Obviously, beating and banging, and a kind of a saturated session to what I experienced yesterday, getting ran over in the far lane. And oh, by the way, I was in the far lane. I was not in the closest lane where eventually this truck, whether he was turning or not, on a clear red light. So, wow, both intersections were moving. I painted a perfect picture for you guys of what took place there. So my DMs is open. You want to talk to me more about it, I'll be happy to share. It's one of those stories, man, I'm to tell when Emma is much older than she is right now. Obviously, she's 2, so she doesn't know what's going on. I am thanking the Lord, and I am still living here, somehow, some way, and getting ready to at least go and work, at least go to work for a little bit, and then, yeah, take the rest of the weekend off. This is not how I drew it up, for running Rise, anyways. So, yeah, coming off that run, I ran early in the morning. I felt really good. Kind of one of my faster tempo runs of this training cycle, Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, in really 3 weeks now. After this weekend, so I was planning on taking Saturday and Sunday off, even before this even happened. Yeah. It's moved up a day. Today I'm taking a 3-day weekend, and hopefully in that time frame, well, actually, when I get back, probably I will see, go into Via Christi and get checked out. There, that's what everybody, my closest friends and family and friends were saying to me. So, yeah, I will be doing that. So, by the time next weekend's episode rolls out, hopefully, Lord willing, like I've always said, Lord willing, yeah, I'm thankful for this podcast, well, being alive and talking to you guys, because I definitely would not be, definitely for sure from what's, yeah, obviously the car, where I told the reaction, I've gotten multiple reactions from what I've told family and family members, and even friends that haven't been in contact with, for a while, that, yeah, this could have been a lot worse. So, yeah, I definitely apologize for, the extra therapy session, today on this edition of 3Y NASCAR Podcast BG3, but I just wanted to get you guys in the loop on that. I will update you next week, so hopefully I'll be clear to go. I had extra notes in here, but I did not. It's in my coat pocket, which I don't have, so I do remember what's on that. So yeah, so that's what's going on right there. But I'm very, very thankful today to talk to you guys and to still be breathing, man. Still be breathing, still living, still seeing my family for sure.
Listening to the 3Y Podcast with EG3. Listening to the 3Y Podcast with EG3.
This is the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer, the third, a.k.a. EG3, for the NASCAR Podcast, 3Y NASCAR Podcast, all about the latest of what's going on in racing. So that was a long-standing, if you want to put my car on the low side, that was that there as well. So gave you the recent happenings, what took place yesterday. Of course, this episode will go out an hour prior to the Richmond race, cup race on Sunday. So I'll work on this, finish editing this immediately and posting before heading out of town. So that way you guys have something to listen to. Yes, I know I spilled my guts out to you guys there, but I felt like I had to get on here today, this morning, as I record this podcast, 2 hours before I go in for work for a little bit, to update the situation, what's going on, because I know by now all of you guys have seen, my latest post there, from yesterday, as well as involved in a scary car accident there. I was on the receiving end of a massive hit there. The Nissan is all the front end is pretty much done, not drivable. Yeah, and I saw it, and I went to the car lot yesterday where he took it, and I was with another person. Well, not with another person. Another person was there doing the same thing, very near similar to what my car looked like, sadly enough. So yeah, so very thankful for that. Had to get the rest of my stuff out of that car, and yeah, so yeah, that's pretty much what unfortunately took place yesterday morning, almost 24 hours to the T when this happened. So again, hopefully the situation, the case will play out. Obviously, as you said, all the cards are in my favor, obviously. So hopefully the cooperation aren't in. Yeah, they're going to need a translator and all that, but hopefully they don't blow this over, because it's bullshit. It's bullshit, and if they're going to play around with this, then they got another thing coming to you. So I'm just keeping it real, like I always do on a podcast. So I'm keeping it real. That's BS. Yeah, they got another thing coming to them if they don't cooperate. At least, I mean, hounding their caseworker. So, for sure. Or, and worse yet, since this was a business accident on their end, yeah, the company's fault. So we'll see for that. For right now, I'm going to keep them anonymous. But if the situation gets out of a little bit out of hand, then I'm going to do some calling out on both of my podcasts. That's for sure. But kind of transitioning into moving my car to the middle groove here real quick. Some news and notes from last week. Jessica Friesen from the Truck Series will be trying to get herself into the field like she did last year for the dirt races. That was on one of my note cards from earlier this week. Knoxville and Bristol Dirt. She made Bristol Dirt. She made history last year at Bristol Dirt. And she and her husband, Stuart Friesen, had a rocket ship last week at COTA. Again, to remind you, all three divisions were in action last weekend at COTA. Yeah, I'll get to the winner here in a second. But yeah, that's kind of the big news story there. From the Camping World Truck Series, at least. So Jessica Friesen will be doing the same thing. This time, hopefully, getting herself in. I believe she raced both races last year. So she's going to be doing that again. And how about, as I pull up my other tab here real quick. Again, I'm not going to go into too much detail into the Camping World Truck Series or the Xfinity Series for that matter. I'm just going to run things down. Maybe next week I will... So there we go. So yes, how about the start for Zane Smith in the Camping World Truck Series again? Again, he is the first of two wins early in the season here, as he takes advantage, and he had an up and down day. He had a fast truck. He won stages one and two. Now I'm trying to get there. We go. He won stages one and two. And then you thought with the penalty, he was going to be done. He got spun out. He got spun out by, I can't remember the truck who did that. He got spun out by that crazy restart zone, Calamity Corner, as I tweeted out in the cup race last week. Calamity Corner, that's turn one, slash two, or three, wherever you want to put it. If you have an opinion on that, Zane Smith. He's won the first two of four races in the Camping World Truck Series for 22. That, and if we're not for a mishap with lug nuts, we could be looking at maybe a third or three wins to that. Or better yet, even that, I'm going to take it a little step further than that. The second, because he finished second to Chandler Smith at Las Vegas. So, yeah, there's that information for you on that. Yeah, Zane Smith, crazy bonsai, three wide. And that's going to be, I want him as much as I wanted to put Almendinger. And actually, really, there's actually a tie. So there's a nominee for that. This is going to be the honorable mention here. Three wide, literally. Kyle Busch, let's see. Somebody else was there in it. Got to say, I believe, my memory is kind of still a little cloudy. I know Kyle Busch was in the middle of that. I think John Hunter Nemechek and somebody was leading there. I think Carson Hocevar was in that as well. You can go back and check that out. But literally, a three wide shutout, first of two on this podcast. That crazy move there, and Zane Smith going around all of them to clear them and just set sail on them. So, yeah, Kyle Busch again, unfortunately, kind of missed the turn a little bit and used somebody up, and then another truck crunched him in the middle. So, and Zane Smith just goes around them, all of them. What a start for Zane Smith and his new team. I thought it would take a little bit to get himself acquainted with the team and his race truck, and I'm talking about Front Row Motorsports. The episode earlier this offseason on Front Row Motorsports. Again, it's in the archives. Go check it out wherever you get your podcast, NASCAR podcast / other sports podcasts on the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. Yeah. So there is that right there. And yeah, Front Row Motorsports. And remember, Zane Smith has finished in the overall standings twice. And this is feeling like a revenge tour for him right there. So he cashed in another win there. He wins the race there. John Nemechek, I thought he was going to be done there, having another bad finish. But he finished second, because John Nemechek at one point was like 23rd or something like that. A lot of these drivers had up and down days. Kyle Busch was the consistent. He was up front most of the day, had a chance to win, and did not. He finished third. Ben Rhodes, fourth. Chandler Smith, fifth. Christian Eckes, Tyler Ankrum, Carson Hocevar, Stuart Friesen, and Grant Ebinger finished in the top 10 there. Zane Smith won both Stage 1 and Stage 2 there as well. I did get bonus points somehow. Yeah, so, yeah, talking about my driver, Matt DiBenedetto, that I picked. I've been snake bitten on fantasy so far this year. Every time the drivers that I picked have either had a problem or got involved in a wreck. That's how that's going to this point. And hopefully that changes this week on all Fosses of the Fat Fantasy pages that I'm fantasy groups that I'm with. So that's been except probably for the small group fantasy, which includes a couple of Truex fans. And a Noah Gregson, maybe either a Noah Gregson fan or a Chase Elliott fan in there. So I know, or actually, there's a Hendrick Motorsports fan in that mix as well. Just judging off the picks that they pick each every week. So I'm just judging off of that. And maybe I need to ask the two of them who they're a fan of to get a clear perspective. But I know a few of the Truex Station group as part of that group. That I know, and I'm going to roll off and say the two of them that I don't know that well yet, they're Hendrick Motorsports guys, or I should say a guy and a gal. So that's a lot of fun. That's probably the better of the fantasies I'm having luck with. The other two, not so much right now. Hopefully that changes up, turns around this weekend. There, you're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. This is 286 of the podcast. I am hoping to, for this podcast moving forward, as far as special guests goes, I know, it's been super busy, but hopefully before I go to Oklahoma City, I have one more guest. I'm hoping to reach out to two of them, maybe actually three. So hopefully I want to get that going here. So hopefully I'll have some time to do that. Maybe over the weekend I'll get in contact with those individuals. I'm not going to reveal those at this time. So I'll keep you in the dark about that. The Xfinity Series, as we get closer and closer to the high side Xfinity Series. Oh, by the way, the trucks aren't racing this weekend. They will be racing at Martinsville next week. I believe that race is in prime time. Yes, it is. Prime time next weekend. That's a Thursday. And actually, I think, come to think of it, all three series will be in action next week at Martinsville. Prime time. And then I'm looking at the Cup Series here. All these races with weather pending. I'll throw this in there as well. Will be under lights. Obviously, daylight savings. So it's going to be a little darker, a little later. But still, anyway, you want to cherry pick that. all races will be under the lights as well there. So yeah, AJ Allmendinger. And this is a perfect segue to my high side discussion here before this little segue. Yeah, AJ Allmendinger. He whooped up on the Xfinity Series field, winning the race there. Another road course win for AJ Allmendinger in the Xfinity Series. Take down Coda. Yeah, he owned that racetrack there. Austin Hill with a second place finish there. Austin Hill quietly, since his big win at Daytona, quietly getting it done for Richard Childress Racing right now. He finished second. Cole Custer, another Xfinity special appearance from Cole Custer. Another strong top five for him. Cole Custer won the Auto Club race a couple few weeks back. Noah Gregson, your recent winner before that. No, that was Ty Gibbs. Excuse me. He won Phoenix earlier, a few weeks ago. Finished fourth. Sam Mayer, strong fifth place finish. Mike Steiner, Brett Moffitt, Jade Buford. Say what? Yeah, Jade Buford finished in the eighth spot there in that 48 car. I can't remember off the top of my head who he drives for right now. He finished in the eighth spot there. Miguel Peluto, a special appearance for Junior Motorsports. We've seen him before. Nicely done. Ninth place finish for him. Sheldon Creed for RCR. So RCR getting it done in the Xfinity Series. He finished in the 10th position there. Some notables I'm going to bounce around here before we get to Allmendinger and what happened to him in the Cup race. They had to finish up on the high side. Let's see. Ross Chastain, your eventual winner in the Cup Series race, 17th in the Xfinity Series race. Ty Gibbs, 15th. Brandon Jones finished 18th. Let's see down here. Jeremy Kmetz, a Road America race winner, finished 24th. Daniel Hemric, 25th. A lot of guys down here did not finish. Riley Hurst, 26th. Josh Berry, 27th. Bubba Wallace made a special appearance in the Joe Gibbs, 18th, 28th. Landon Castle, 31st. That's it right there. So, oh, and Justin Allgaier. And oh, by the way, Justin Allgaier is my Xfinity Series pick this week. So, sorry, Justin Allgaier. Patrick Hilton. Shout out Patrick Hilton, one of the guys from the Truex Nation group. Big Allgaier fan. Apologize in advance. but hopefully, with his track record at Richmond, he has a strong run. So hopefully when this podcast comes out, he finishes. This is kind of a bold prediction on the 3-Hour podcast this week. Allgaier will finish in the top five. That's a safe bet if I had any right there. So yeah, the Xfinity Series, they are racing. So I'm not going to get into much of that because it's a moot point. When this podcast comes out, the race will be already be wrapped up in the books there as well. So we're gonna already know when this podcast rolls out Sunday afternoon who won that race over there. But I can tell you next race will be Martinsville, 6:30 next Friday on FS1. MRN will have coverage of that. And oh, by the way, that is the Call 811 Before You Dig 250, powered by call811.com. And oh, by the way, who won that race? Not talking about Allgaier. I'm talking about his teammate. Josh Berry returns to Martinsville. Oh, boy. I've been doing some saving. Let's see. I've been doing some saving for that. So, hopefully, this gets turned around on the fantasy side as well. So, that's an update on the Xfinity Series here on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
You're listening to the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. Listening to the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3.
Going to the high groove here at 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. I am good. Still a little sore. I talked about in the first segment what happened to me this week. And then, of course, try to get you guys caught up on news and notes about what's going on, and give you an update on the Cable World Truck Series race from last week at COTA, along with the Xfinity race there as well. And speaking of Justin Allgaier, I'm looking forward to this. He and Door Bumper Clear, Door Bumper Clear is going to be on Justin Allgaier's race car for Dover weekend. So I think I said this last week. I'm not on the last episode of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. I'm not 100% sure about that, but if it is on that, it is going to be on this one. So he'll be riding around with Freddie, TJ, and Brett on that, on his race car. Looking forward to that. On Dover weekend as well. All right, so ending with Cup Talk here on this podcast. Obviously, Richmond, when this goes out, will be an hour-ish away from the green flag in the Cup Series race. Let's see. The Toyota Owners 400 day race. This used to be, the Richmond Spring Race used to be a night race. Was not last year. And obviously, they're going to do that again this year. It's going to be in the afternoon, I think. The Xfinity Series race on Saturday. No, it's the same thing. It's going to be lunchtime. So both these races are going to be in the daylight. And depending on how that weather shakes out, this is going to be, for the, especially for the Xfinity Series, it's going to be slick, hot. Maybe not as hot. It's not summer, but maybe around lunchtime. Maybe it is going to be hot. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to play out there. But I do know for the Cup race, with these cars and everything else, this is the first short track of the season, and we'll see. Again, another new little segment for this new car getting tested out. And oh, by the way, Coda, my Coda reactions, I thought this was just a normal car, to be honest with you, with the way things shook out. And obviously everybody's gonna talk about the finish and everything else like that, but I thought it was just normal, just a regular road course race out of the road course. Excuse me. Yeah, so, you know, I thought, you know, it was the same as the road course over the past, what, several years that we've seen, and the same results as we've seen on, you know, on the inner road course, right? You get bunched up and you get all these cautions. It's the same thing. It's the same thing again. Goes back to why I keep saying, on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, I don't know why we're sitting here being surprised at everything. You know what's going to come. I mean, once that late caution comes out, it's going to spur all these rash of cautions. And same thing here. And then what it did allow was this battle, because if you don't get these cautions, you don't see this. Ross Chastain getting his first Cup Series career victory at COTA. This has been coming since the first of the year. I felt it all along. Either he or Daniel Suarez was going to get that win, and unfortunately the captain who rides the ship, Daniel Suarez, didn't get it. Daniel Suarez sat on the pole for this race, and I'm very bummed that he didn't get it, because he's a flagship driver for that car, just like Bubba Wallace is a flagship driver for 2311. Again, both these teams have something in common. They're new teams in the sport. I did an episode earlier in the offseason about these new teams. And in particular, I did an episode, a separate episode, I believe, on Trackhouse Racing, if I'm not mistaken. So I wanted to listen to that before listening to here. But I had to hop on here for more important reasons here this morning on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. So I'm actually going to download, let's go listen to that and see what I said and report back to you next week. Again, Lord willing, again, next week. But yeah, Trackhouse Racing, if it wasn't for Hendrick Motorsports, they're top dogs right now, in my opinion, in NASCAR Cup Series. You heard it here first on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Trackhouse Racing. I'll probably even go ahead and say they're outrunning Hendrick Motorsports, but that's 4-2, right? And they actually, Ross Chastain, Daniel Suarez, they're a lot better, way better than Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson in this race. So I might as well just go out and bold take and say, yeah, Trackhouse is better. And maybe things will go back to normal. But they have not. And I talked about this car this entire time. What did I tell you? What did I tell you guys about that? this car is going to even out the playing field a little bit, right? Last week we saw, I laughed at Corey LaJoy on the last episode of the EG3 podcast because he finished fifth, right? The dude spun out, all four tires on the ground. Oh, he's done. Nope. Comes back with a style of racing. I'm not going to try to spoil that. My thoughts on Atlanta, you guys got to download that first this weekend. Again, you're getting double dose of EG3 this weekend. He spins around. Next thing you know, with that style of racing, damn, where did he come from? Corey LaJoy, he finished, he got his first career top five. He finished fifth in that race. That's an example right there. I didn't even go far as the Xfinity Series race. Where do these drivers come from? They're not even racing the new generation of car. A Jade Buford. I even go back to Atlanta, the whole Stephen Parsons deal. That's actually the same weekend. Yeah, he finished, seventh? Oh, my gosh. Let's see. I'm going to pull back the results for the Xfinity Series race. Yeah, a Miguel Paluto, those guys, a Myatt Snider, those guys. Yeah, you go back to them, and then you fast forward a little bit. Back to the Cup Series. These guys are top dogs right now. They're consistently up front. Yes, Daniel Suarez. I picked Daniel Suarez. I said this a few weeks ago on the podcast. I picked Suarez at Vegas, and unfortunately, he got caught with somebody else's mess. But other than that, I mean, these guys have been competitive, man. I'm going to go in that loop and say it. And I don't think anybody else said it, but I'm going to say it here. I'm going to say it here right now. Trackhouse Racing is top dogs right now in NASCAR Cup Series. Yep, you hear it here first. So I mean, you can laugh at me what you want, or you can agree with me. I put them over Hendrick Motorsports right now because they outran Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott struggled a little bit at COTA, to my surprise, a little bit. He was a little off. Kyle Larson, he was rolling. But he didn't have really the speed a little bit. Yes, he was moving through the field. I give y'all that. I did watch the race last weekend now. But yeah, Ross Chastain right now is on another level. I would have wished it would have been Daniel Suarez because he's been there longer than Ross Chastain. But there's the driving style of Ross Chastain. He don't play around. for if you haven't seen Ross Chastain by now, you ain't been paying attention. He's been in the Cup Series now for a little bit. He raced those sorry ass cars, Spar Motorsports. The lack of funding for those cars, excuse my language, those cars that aren't drivable last year, or I shouldn't say drivable. But they weren't competitive. That's the right word. They weren't competitive enough to race up front. He somehow got those cars to a late 20th-ish place finish somewhere like that. Maybe even sniffing the top 25. But you put this guy, Cat, in better equipment, like we've seen in the past, like a Nice Motorsports in a Truck Series. Watch your steam. I'm trying to think. Like a Ganassi in the Xfinity Series. And now, like a Trackhouse Racing, who made the merge with Chip Ganassi, took over Chip Ganassi's operation there late last year. Justin Marks, Pitbull, you're a NASCAR Cup One Series winner. Heck yes, heck yes, heck yes. Pitbull, you are a NASCAR Cup Series winner. Of course, if you don't know who Mr. Worldwide is by now, then I don't know what you've been listening to or not. Pitbull, corner for this race team. Awesome to see that. And Ross Chastain did what he could. Now, everybody's talking about how people are racing and whatnot at the end of things. And I know, again, another shout-out to Patrick Hilton here in the 3-Wire NASCAR podcast, EG3. He was definitely not pleased about the outcome of the race there. And I understand his perspective, knowing him on Twitter now for a few years now. Being part of the Martin Trish, the Trix, hashtag Trix Nation group on Twitter. So he was not pleased about it. There are several others that you had mixed bags and whatnot. Listen, man. As far as I want to say that, I want to agree, I'm on the other side of the fence with that. Now, he didn't wreck him. He didn't take him out, but he did spin him out. He didn't damage AJ Allmendinger's car or whatnot. Vice versa. Allmendinger started this. And Chris, Matt colleague, Chris Rice, colleague racing, tweeted out. I wish I could pull up a tweet now, but I'm not going to go to this point because we're coming up on time here on this episode. I could go on another half hour on this specific topic. I could do a whole hour just on a specific topic. I have seen it all. I've made the Martin Truex Jr. example, the Joey Logano Martin Truex Jr. situation example. And unfortunately, Jeff Burton said that, mentioned that on their latest edition in NASCAR NBC podcast, which just got back going last week. I got a chance to catch up on their last episode as well, the Atlanta episode with Kyle Petty. He started it, so. Ross Chastain finished it. Ross Chastain, when I'm out, colleague racing, sent out a tweet that, you know, AJ Allmendinger is the best road course racer in the business, and I agree with you there on that. There's no question about that. Allmendinger, it proved this last weekend. He won the race at the Xfinity Series race. He owned that field, Xfinity Series field at Coda. So, hey, there's no denying that. We're with you, colleague racing. We're with you 100% on that. But in this instance here, and to get to my other 3Y point, for this podcast, I already mentioned the 3Y situation with Kyle Busch, where he got sandwiched in the middle, and Zane Smith ran around all the trucks to scoot away and eventually take the win. Alex Bowman was fast, and he participated in the Truck Series race on that doubleheader, that truck Xfinity doubleheader last Saturday afternoon at Texas. Well, I mean, Texas Austin for Coda. So, he caught up to the mix. I mean, they kept leaning on each other, talking about a 16-1. They kept leaning each other, and eventually that 48 is going to come up. And I thought he was going to do it again. Again, same thing. Jeff Gluck, Jordan Bianchi, Teardown. Their episode mentioned this too. Bowman coming out of nowhere. Bowman the showman. coming up out of nowhere, he's going to do it again. They're going to take each other out, and Bowman's going to be right there to clean it up and steal another one from these guys. But Ross Chastain, you be lucky and good at the same time, 90% good and 10% lucky that he didn't get cleaned out as well, because that could have been easily the case there. Go back to Marcus Ambrose Brad Keselowski at Watkins Glen. We've seen this all the time, man. Kyle Busch took Keselowski. No, I want to get that wrong. He took out somebody. No, I want to say who did he? I've seen this video so many times now. It's one of my favorite finishes of road course racing. And now you add this. Now I can add this to the list of so-called finishes, just like the one that was seen went down at Watkins Glen with Marcus Ambrose and Brad Keselowski. No, it's Keselowski. Keselowski took out Kyle Busch. Yeah, he took out Kyle Busch, and then he was slipping and sliding with Ambrose, and they didn't take each other out. That was probably the example there that maybe Patrick was looking for. I mean, I can't speak for him. He's made his point known there with him. So, but anyways, yeah. I mean, I've seen so many finishes like that now. That, let's see, I mean, we've seen guys run away from road courses, but when you stack them up, AJ Allmendinger, again, perfect example, Marcus Ambrose, he got this first ever Cup Series career with JTG Doherty, racing a few years back at that same road course track, where Watkins Glen, same thing, right? They were leaning on each other, AJ Allmendinger makes a bold-ass move. There, I believe these guys were going. This was actually a restart after restart situation here, because I believe this caution happened with 10 laps to go, and then I believe another late caution happened. They had to re-rack them. This is what happens, man. For a new NASCAR fan, if you see cautions late in the race, especially one that sparks these triggers of you're gonna get another one. That's just unless drivers are smart, which they're not late in the race. They're gonna be boneheaded. They're gonna not think, and they're gonna do what's best for them. They're gonna do what's best, put themselves in a position right to go out there and try to win the race, or better yet, better themselves for a better finish, right? So that's what that is right there.
And I still can't for the life of me understand for other people that have been in the sport for a while or been fans for a while. I mean, I'm not trying to speak for them, but I'm just seeing it from what I've been seeing that are stunned that, you know, they're be mad about it. I mean, this is part of racing now, and it's my opinion. It's part of the racing now. Allmendinger started now. What if Allmendinger didn't do that? Didn't put Ross Chastain up the track a little bit. Talking about a different little story, maybe. Maybe leading Trevor even more, give him a little bit more respect out there. Ross Chastain saying all this about Allmendinger taught me a lot. But hey, when I go for that cup win, I'm all about business. That's what he pretty much said. Said right there, I'm going to do what it takes necessary to do it. Basically, what he's trying to get to is saying, I was not going to be denied today. That's what he was trying to get to right there. So, and oh, by the way, I'll throw this in there. The Richmond Green Flag, if you're not listening already, we'll go down here in a few minutes. If you listen to this a little bit earlier, which people will not, this will be an hour-ish right to the Green Flag of the Toyota Owners 400. So yeah, but if you listen to this afterwards, then yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, I mean, it's just tough luck, man. I mean, they can cry and, you know, I'm not going to use the other word that I really want to use. They can cry and moan about it. But at the end of the day, I mean, you started it. I mean, I wish Allmendinger would have waited. If you're going to do that, then take somebody out or at least spin them out. But he had a chance to do that. But instead, Allmendinger just shoots Ross Chastain up the racetrack. Actually, Bowman was on the outside of this when this went down. And lucky enough, Bowman didn't get involved either with it there, which is quite astonishing, to be honest with you there. But yeah, I find it fascinating too that Allmendinger just didn't really spin out Ross Chastain out. Because you do that, you don't worry about a payback, to be honest with you. Hey, I'm just shooting it straight forward. I'm Allmendinger. I'm putting Ross Chastain, the driver that he is, I'm spinning him out. I'm not letting him get that close. I'd rather have Alex Bowman behind me instead of Ross Chastain, because I know what type of driver that he is. He's aggressive, very aggressive, right? So, sorry, I'm ranting now, but fired up and ranting now. But yeah, you can't put yourself in that situation there and then get paid back. And that's what happened. That's what happened there. And Ross Chastain rolled that number one car to the number one spot at COTA. So Trackhouse Racing's first win in the NASCAR Cup Series comes with Ross Chastain. He ain't been there for January, right? So I feel bad for Daniel Suarez, but Daniel Suarez's race car was lit up. Yeah, that race car was fast. So I feel bad. I feel bad for Daniel Suarez. I still feel bad for Suarez. But yeah, these two guys right now, yeah, I'm probably more than a few to say it, but Trackhouse Racing right now, yeah, who would have had this on the bingo card, right? Trackhouse Racing outdoing, yes, despite most of their drivers winning this year, for the exception of Chase Elliott, Trackhouse Racing has been outstanding, in particularly Ross Chastain, consistently in the top three, literally. Every week, ever since Daytona, this race car has been literally in the top five. And I would not be surprised to see this race car in the top five either later on today when you guys listen to this podcast, because now I'm going to put it in present tense. Now, I would not be surprised one bit to see Ross Chastain up there battling again. And Daniel Suarez competing in the top 10. Or even in the top five for the fact, man, they're out. They're racing teams right now that you usually see going forward in this instance here. And I have not gotten to the top 10. I'm just going to run it down from 1 to 10 here. I usually do 10 to first, but, well, we'll just do 10 to first anyways. Tyler Reddick scored in the top 10. Chase Briscoe was up there, 9th. Eric Almirola, top 10 finish there. Martin Truex Jr., another rally from another slow start. That seems to be the theme this year. Truex 7th wasn't really a factor, but in the second half, you know, quietly made some moves, especially late there, to set him up for a decent finish there. William Byron 6th, That's the point situation. I apologize there. Woo! It's been a last almost 40 hours now. Oh my goodness. Okay. Now I got the right finishing order now. Real quick, from 10 to 1, Austin Dillon, Eric Jones, Austin Cindric, Mark Trish Jr. Well, Mark Trish Jr.'s position doesn't change because he's 7th in the actual points. Finished 7th at Coda. Ryan Blaney, your pole sitter for this race, 6th. Back to Cindric here real quick. Yeah, he showed out. I mean, this should not be a surprise. Austin Cindric, you know what you're going to get from him. I said this on the 285 edition of the 3 Wide NASCAR Pod with EG3. Oh, boy. Yeah. He took another Penske entry last year, just rolled up front with it. So, yeah, Austin Cindric finished 6th in that. He finished 8th in that race. Excuse me, Ryan Blaney finished 6th. Tyler Reddick, 5th. Chase Elliott, 4th. Christopher Bell, who wants momentum, going to Richmond. And that's my other pick for fantasy this weekend for today, Christopher Bell. So maybe Christopher Bell have a good run. He loves Richmond. He owned Richmond when he was in the Xfinity Series. Alex Bowman finished 2nd. And your eventual winner, already talked about it, Ross Chastain, first Cup Series win for Trackhouse Racing in the Cup Series. And by the way, AJ Allmendinger, you wonder where he finished? He finished 33rd. So, yeah, that's a lot of positions known right there as well as we come a close to this podcast here. Yeah, so, yeah, you spin them out. That's just my opinion there in that situation there. You don't give a driver like an aggressive driver like a Ross Chastain ability to get to your back bumper. So, from what I'm saying is, yeah. hey, last lap go, it's all for naught. It's the last lap. Whether it's you're on a short track, especially on a short. I said this in the offseason. In the offseason, I'm sorry to go on rants. I can do a full episode. I'm going to do a full episode on just this alone from what I've seen. Again, I'm going to rest on what I saw last year, the championship Xfinity Series. Daniel Hemric, Austin Cindric. For the championship, Daniel Hemric has not won to that point any race in any level in NASCAR. Beating, banging, you had the fast car all day long. Austin Cindric, right there trying to win back to back championships, right in the Xfinity Series, door to door, beating, banging, right to the line, and Hemric gets him, nips him at the line, wins the championship, wins his first race ever in NASCAR, right. So it's the last lap. Anything goes. That is what I'm saying. Anything goes. And I'm sorry, AJ. I'm on the side of, hey, you started it, and Ross Chastain just finished it there, and especially. So now I guess we'll have to say stay tuned. It's a cliffhanger, folks. Stay tuned to what these two teams. I'm pretty sure Ross Chastain, given the fact now that he's strong on road courses, not that he was before, he just wasn't in the right equipment. He'll be a factor moving forward on road courses. I'm pretty sure this is not going to be the last time we're going to see these guys up front battling. So stay tuned. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to do Google, Apple, Spotify. Those are some, including Amazon.com. That's the way we're going to finish strong here on the podcast. That's where you can find us there as well. Double here on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. I will get this up and going immediately here and get this set up for you guys so you can listen to it before the green flag drops for the Toyota Owners 400. That is going to do it for now. I am so thankful to be talking to you guys, not only that about life, but about NASCAR racing as well. Another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 is in the books. 286. Of this podcast, I'll be in contact with those individuals, and we'll see if I get something going. Maybe hopefully get a guest on here before I go down to Oklahoma City, hopefully in 3 weeks. But that's going to do it for now. I appreciate you guys so much. Again, if you're not subscribed to this NASCAR podcast, I would do that wherever you get your podcast. It's going to do it for now. EG3, Eddie Greer III signing out. You have been listening to another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3 Wide.